coronary spasm is classified into diffuse spasm and focal spasm based on its morphology. It is noted that focal spasm may have a worse prognosis. We compare the clinical backgrounds of patients with focal spasms. We also evaluated the intracoronary pressure in diffuse and focal spasm using a pressure wire. Patients in the focal spasm group were more likely to have metabolic syndrome and coronary atherosclerosis. The reduction in intracoronary pressure during coronary spasms was greater in focal spasms than in diffuse spasms. These findings suggest that the degree of ischemia may be greater in patients with focal spasms.